Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Gotta get your brain right if you're trying to make $1 million. If you ain't gonna do it for yourself, then do it for your mama. Only stay surrounded by them people if you know they solid. Elevate your hustle up today to double up your profit. Trying to learn some game, Xavier gonna talk about it. No, Deanna, speak that shit that everybody vouching. Ain't no more excuses valid. Get up off the couch and get up in your bag. To your bank account, need an accountant.
Yo, 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 welcome back to the greatest show on earth, the Millionaire Mindsets Podcast. I am your host, Xavier. And before we get the show started, I would like to advise all the listeners and watchers to please subscribe, leave that five-star rating, a review, a like, a share, all those things. We're trying to run those numbers up, y'all, so please do all those things. I would greatly appreciate it. And getting right to the show, so today I got a very, very special guest. And shout out to my boy, Ramel. He plugged me with this guy. And we got him on the show. We here to get it done. So his name is Boone. Welcome to the show, bro. What's good?
What's going on, man? How you feeling?
I'm feeling great, man. I'm feeling great. Glad to get you in the studio to get this done, man. All the way from Philly. Appreciate you coming out.
Appreciate Ramel for putting this together. Yeah. First, I want to say, you know, thank you for putting stuff like this together. I always like when people put together podcasts, like just bringing. You know, the real thing is, a lot of times, you know, we had million-dollar conversations. We just was talking money just now. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people don't, you know, sometimes we talking about 100,000, a million, 10 million. But Eric, that's not an everyday thing. So Stuff like this allow everyday people to like, dang, I wasn't, you know what I mean? Facts. I wasn't really thinking like that. Yeah, but I feel like you need to have 6 or 7 figure conversation every day.
No, you do.
Keep your brain flow going.
Right. You can't hit the 8, 9 figures without getting the 6, 7 first. You feel me? That's game.
Now if you at least watching something on YouTube, now you can go back to your folks and be like, yo, listen, I heard something. Well, they're going to do something with it or not, but you starting the convo, but you know what I mean?
Exactly. So getting right into it, let the people know. So for the people that may be listening or watching, they never seen you or heard you before, just do a quick like background check to let the people know like who you are, what you do.
But so my name, Boone, Derek Boone, but from Philly, 28 years old, been gotten into real estate 2017. Yeah, 2017 is when I got started. I got licensed as a realtor. Before real estate, I worked at a retirement home. I was making $10 an hour at this retirement home. And it's just one of them things, you know, it's just like $600 every 2 weeks ain't going to cut it. Like $600, $700. So I went to a class. It's crazy. I went to this class to learn how to buy a duplex. It was like how to buy a multifamily class. And then I was talking to the guy after, you know, you just get a couple questions in. And he was like, yo, you sound like this might be for you. I'm like, bro, I'm trying to make it. That's why I'm here. He's like, no, like you really talking like this is for you. And I was like, yeah, you know, I'm passionate about it. I'm trying to get out of my situation. And I just, I've been reading a lot of books. He said, no, like what I mean is your swag, your flow. Like, I think you should get into this. So he wasn't talking specifically about investing. He was talking about being like an agent. He was like, you seem like you could sell some stuff. So I'm like, all right, man. So I tapped him and became my mentor, and I took the classes. It was 2 classes. I passed the classes, but the thing that got me, when you take your actual license exam, I failed that 9 times. So, you know, you pay $55, $54 each time. So I'm like $500-something in plus the classes, plus time. So you like, all right, I got to really make something out of it, because I really was going to get it just to get it, because my main passion was becoming an investor. So I went ahead and got my license. I got licensed March 2017. I closed my first deal April. By the end of that year, I closed like 17 deals. It was actually more than that, but some of them fell through. You know how just things happen at the last minute. And then, but I always kept investing in the back of my head. 2018, still doubled them or tripled their amount of sales. And then 2018, the end of 2018, I met, which was my partner at the time. We did a deal the same time. I made like 7,000. He made like 16,000, 17,000. Same amount of work, same time frame. And I'm like what you got going on? He said, you know, wholesale. I said, I got a suit on. He in ball shorts. So I'm like, you gotta show me that. So he broke it down to me, and I've been messing with that and the realtor thing back to back all 2018. And then that's when I started hiring out sub agents under me, and then I referred all my deals down. I strictly was doing the wholesaling. And then 2019 going into 2020 is when I started grabbing houses, and I just was 2020, 2021, 2022. Now we just was buying. Yeah, still doing the wholesale thing, but the realtor thing, like, that's like null and void. I don't even know if I got a license or not. It ain't random. But that was like from start to finish my whole situation.
Okay. So how many houses you got now?
Right now we got about 37 units.
Okay.
And then we got a bunch of lots that we about to start building a new construction on.
All in Philly?
Yeah, all in Philly.
Oh, you going crazy. What made you, I mean, obviously you're from Philly, so that's probably easy to get started. But what made you, because a lot of times, I know when I started buying real estate, I was living in Cali, so I started buying in Michigan. So what made you really say, let me focus on where I'm at?
Well, one, because remember, I started out doing a wholesaling first.
Okay.
So when you start catching deals and they start falling on your lap, you're like, shoot, I'm going to just keep this one. And we'll also kind of position all that. I was selling a lot of deals to the same investors. So I'm watching them make all this money, which was, I still was making money too. And one of the things that people are realtor on here, like what I was doing, I was sell it. So like you sell $1 million house, you get 3%, you get 30 grand. I like about I want to be $1 million agent. So that's Ryan, all them big New York listings and all that. But what I realized, them listings sit on the MLS, on the market for a year, 2 years, sometimes longer than that.
Right.
So I'm like, how can I make the same amount of money in a shorter amount of time wearing less suits? So I'm like, okay, if I sell them the deal on the front end, make 15, 20 grand on the front end, wholesale it to them, tell them on the back end, they got to give it to me to list it, and I'll make another 10 on the back. It was a cheaper house, maybe a $200,000-$400,000 house, but yet I'm dealing directly with investors. They really don't care how or super, I just got to be professional, but I don't got to be super extra. They just glad they got a deal. I made 20 on the front, and then I made the other 10 on the back. That's the 30,000. But now I'm dealing with, now we like friends now. So that's how we kind of like really put everything together.
Okay. And how long, when you started doing this, I always like asking people this question, because I know you said you was making 10 an hour at the nursing home. You said nursing home, right?
Yeah.
So how long did it take you to leave? Or when did you leave?
So I graduated high school in 2011. I went to Penn State Evanston. They kicked me out because my grade, I had a 0.8, like a 0.3, and like a 1 GPA.
Oh, you was wilding.
Yeah, I was up there doing everything I wasn't supposed to be doing.
All right, I know how I go.
Yeah. So they, the dean, I think as you call it, he called me in. He was like, yo, look, your academics don't fit with what we trying to do, so you basically got to go. And it was mad because they footed me with the bill of the last semester. Even though it kicked me out middle of the semester, I still had to pay that whole semester. So that's a whole little, I was mad about that one. But 2012 to 2016, I was working at the nursing home. And 2016 to 2017, that was my last year working there. 2017 to 2018 was my last year working there. I honestly could have left a couple months after getting into real estate, because I was closing deals back to back to back to back. But I made a promise to myself. I said, I'm going to get this one full year in every season, and then I'm finally going to go ahead and jump. But I really could have left. Like, it was funny because the director was like, yo, we was waiting for you to leave. Because I was open. I would leave, go into the bathroom, make a call. I would go ahead and change my clothes in the bathroom and go straight to houses and stuff like that. That's why one of the things, I don't really have too much, I don't say pity for people, because I used to work there from 7 to 3, then go straight to all night doing house stuff.
But that I was gonna say, that take a lot of discipline to run up a bag and still go to a job making $10 an hour.
Oh, yeah. Because
I know most people, I'm out that joint.
Hell yeah. All
right.
But also, this is the other thing people gotta think about though. Your stubs is important.
Fact, man. Your
stubs is important. So
that's facts.
What I did was I had got approved for a mortgage. I went and ran up a lot of credit. a lot of loans, like personal loans, lines of credit and stuff like that, because all I had to do was show some stubs.
That's
game. Yeah, so I utilized that. I made sure I made up a whole salary worth just in credit, not more than a salary off of that, and then I went in and jumped. So I was good whether the deal closed or not. I still had a backup plan.
Man, I talked about that a long time ago on a podcast episode. I said one of my biggest regrets when I left the military is not understanding the importance of that. Because when I left and I got the bread, we good.
Yeah.
But then I tried to buy a house, but on paper, I'm only an entrepreneur for 4 months. On paper, it looked like you ain't doing shit.
Yeah.
So they like, no, we can't do that. But I got the bread in my bank account and all that. But they like, we need a 2-year history.
Yeah.
But I ain't fully understand it until I ain't had a job no more. So now I'm like, damn, I can't even bust this move how I want to play. So that is, it's dope that you understood that while you were still there.
It's crazy because people, that's a fact. You do need them 2-year tax returns. You need to do that stuff. But people don't understand the full concept of funding and how you can go different layers, different avenues with it. Like, honestly, you can buy a house today, get funded for it, get all that stuff situated, and not need the 2-year tax returns, not need the, you know, stuff like that. So, like, when we buy our houses, we utilize, like, hard money lenders,
right,
private lenders, and things like that. And they literally fund all the deals. So, let's say I buy a house for, let's just say $100,000. They might fund $80,000 or $90,000 at a house. I just got to come with the 10 to 20 grand. 20. But you go ahead and get a credit card from Chase, they might give you $10,000+. And they can approve you the same day you make your LLC.
Yes.
So now, all that 2 years tax returns, that stuff don't even matter no more.
That's some free game right there. People that's paying attention. Because I know a lot of people go through that. I talk to people all the time. They just got the gig. They like, man, I ain't even know I couldn't. I thought I was going to be able to. I got the money. Mm-hmm. But the banks ain't even messing with me like that. So that's definitely some game that people could take and apply immediately.
Yeah, it's a fact.
Yeah. I also want to talk. So you said you was... you started, and you said you got like 37 units at this point, right? So I like asking people this question. I asked Ramil the same thing. What was your best or favorite deal that you did?
My best or favorite deal. One of my best, let me see. This wasn't my best deal, but also my favorite deal. It was a little mixture. I bought this triplex, right? And it came off a cold call. So all our deals are all off market. We don't buy. I bought one thing off market to date.
On market.
So I bought one thing on market to date. And it was my favorite because we cold called a guy, or my virtual assistant did cold call him. And then I negotiated with him. We got the price for $190, but it was on a block that it's a North Philly Strawberry Mansion. It's a block that people was like, a little shaky about. But I just had faith in the numbers. I knew it was going to be perfect. I, you know, trusted everything. But the house wasn't bad. This dude had, so majority of my buildings, we tear them down and rebuild them right back. Mm. Like, we tearing everything but the front wall down. Some houses, we tearing the front wall down. So a lot of people concept, they get into, like, we just doing painting and carpet. Ours, we really rebuilding these houses. So this was, like, perfect for me because this was my first time actually getting to something that didn't need a whole lot of work. So I'm like, dang. I might put like $10,000. It was a triplex. I might put $10,000 on each floor. Like, so that's what I did. Literally had one guy, one contractor do each and every, one of my Spanish guys do each and every floor, $10,000 a floor. But I got the building for $191 or $193. So we put like $30,000 into it, right? But I told the lender I needed like $60 or $70. So I pocketed the difference. So I'm all in two and some change. The building came back at $550.
Damn.
Yeah, so when I refinanced the building, they gave me a check for like $150,000. And then I rented the building out to someone to do Airbnb. So they paying me before the first, all that stuff. I said, they can have the whole building, and they running that. But not only you got that lump sum, $100,000+, but on top of that, it was like, dang, like I was in here like freaking like 2 months. It was like, I didn't really do anything. So for me, it was like, it was my favorite deal because it kind of opened me up to getting more into, we still do full gut construction, but it was that first time I was like, dang, like, let me try to find more things that don't need a whole lot of work. Because one of my mentors I learned from, he tears everything down. So that was, going based off what I learned, but then I was like, dang, there's some houses out here that don't need all of that stuff that we be doing. So that was my favorite because it opened me up. And then I bought another house across the street. So that's like, it's $1 million on one block that we kept.
That's dope, bro. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a lot. It's obviously a lot to learn from the wins, but I think it's a lot to learn from the L's too. Oh, so yeah, on the opposite side of that, what was your worst deal?
I don't think no deal is the worst deal. Because all of them, you learn something.
Right.
Now, what I would say, one of my least favorite deals, I don't even say my least favorite deal. My least, all right, so I'm going to give you two. My least favorite deal, this one deal, I under budget. Material basically skyrocketed. So when I put the budget in for saying I was going to rebuild this house for $150,000, and basically it went back to like $210,000, $220,000. So what happens is that number, you got to cover that difference. So it was like $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 out of pocket that you got to cover. So when you get funding from a lender, the lender will give you the $150,000 fix up the building. Anything on top of that is on you, unless you're able to negotiate with them to redo it. But when you go into them numbers, like them amounts, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, you got to redo title. You got to do the whole process over. So 9 times out of 10, they're not really trying to do that. So that was all that extra money out of pocket. So, but it was a mixture of like lumber prices skyrocketing.
It was this year.
It's spiking. Yeah.
Yeah, lumber prices. Like that was this year.
Yeah, it was all this year. Mm-hmm. Lumber prices spiking. We had to dig up the ground and change the pipes all the way out to the street. We had to tear down. It was a lot of stuff that I didn't know about, but it taught me a lesson at the same time. So I'm glad about it. The worst deal, like on just like a regular wholesale deal, I had basically I just messed up some paperwork. I moved too fast, and this was a lesson. Damn. Because that's when I hired my first assistant, like not just a cold caller, but my first assistant. I messed up on some paperwork, so the $10,000, it was going to make like $15,000, $10,000, which was going to be on one of the documents. We moved too fast and missed the paperwork, so I had to take that out myself.
So just the paperwork alone just cost you some bread.
Yeah, so let's say, for example, I was supposed to put some paperwork together with you with a payoff, some stuff with the seller.
Right.
And I never sent it in. We get the close, and they like, yo, you supposed to been sending that in. Long story short, I was just like, all right, I'm going to just take that L. But that L was actually a lesson, because it was time for me to actually transition. I need to hire somebody to do my paperwork now instead of me trying to do everything.
Damn.
I think that's the biggest thing for an entrepreneur, is knowing when, like, you're not good with paperwork or you got a lot going on. You can't catch everything that comes through that email. And that's important. Facts. That's a $10,000 email that you just messed up on.
Nah, that's a lesson to a lot of people, because at the end of the day, real business at least ain't nothing but paperwork.
Nothing but
paperwork. If it ain't no paperwork, the business is non-existent for real. Because nobody is held accountable. So the paperwork, you just gave people a huge lesson. The paperwork got to be right, or you have shit like that.
And it don't even cost a lot. I just was on live talking about this yesterday. How much is your time worth? Like, we really only making money to buy time, I feel like.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, we're only making money to buy time. Like, I asked on live, I said, how much you make an hour? People were saying $100. How much you worth an hour? People were saying $200. So I'm like, at the end of the day, 40 hours a week, that's my $8,000 that week. But you can go on, I use this website called onlinejobs.ph to hire virtual assistants. I pay them $150 to $200. Some may be getting $240 to hire in ones. But they working 40 hours. So I'm giving somebody $200 and I'm getting my $8,000 back. It's a no-brainer. So that's when it start. People got to realize, like, dang, I'm paying $200. You give me $8,000 back. That's a crazy lottery ticket.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Man, that's crazy. And before we started recording, you was talking about you want to get the people some plays. So I want to make a segue into that. But before we go into that, we're going to go into our next sponsor.
Yo, what if I could show you how to go out there and get 0% interest business credit cards just like this from banks just like this? Just how we've done our mentees, right? 31,000, 25,000, 14,000.
Look, Inc. magazine stated that 63% of individuals do not get started in business strictly because of funding, which means they do not have no money to start the business they want to start. And also another myth that people believe that LLCs need to be created for years and years and years in order to go ahead and get funded. That's something you can get started today. And what we did was put together a 5-day challenge where we're going to teach you specifically how to get those fundings that you need to start your business today.
You know, and the biggest thing about it is that once you get the funding, what do you do with it? We are going to show you for 5 days how to put that money into any single business. Now, you ain't never going broke again. Yo, where do you get the info, bro?
All you have to do is text the word freedom to 267-282-0464. Again, the word freedom to 267-282-0464 so you can get started today. We want to see you inside.
So I seen a video on your gram. You talked about how you went from the Nissan to the AMG. And I'm like, when I seen that, I said, we got to talk about this. Like, I know the people want to know this. So just break that down, like, how that happened.
So first of all, I could have been got the AMG, like, a long time ago. I feel like it's just discipline and understanding when it's the time. And also understanding passive income. So remember, we was doing a lot of sales, whether from was realtor stuff or wholesale stuff. You know, we're doing a whole lot of sales. So it understand, yeah, you're making money, but it's not long-term consistent money. Yeah, it's consistent based on how many deals you do. But I said, you know, I'm not going to go ahead and do anything else until I got something like that check coming in on that day, regardless of like rent.
Right.
Somebody's paying you $1,500, $2,000 of rent on that first regardless. So that's when I said, you know what, I'm not going to make that type of move until I got situations like that. But my first car, we didn't go that back that far, but the Nissan is something special to me. It's funny, I gave it to my sister. She and tore it up. I had to buy her a new car. But the Nissan was special to me because that was the first car I had when I was doing the realtor stuff. And one of the reasons why I got that is because before I had that, I had this Buick. And it tinted out. It wasn't given approachable vibe. So I got the Nissan Maxima, and that's when I was showing houses and doing stuff. It just seemed a little more friendly. But also I wrapped that car. I went to put basically I buy houses on that car, and I made a lot of money in that car. And it was like the first starting point where it was like, okay, this stuff's starting to work. This stuff's starting to click a little bit. So, and then I bought some cars before that, but all of those different moves I was doing at Nissan set me up for when I bought the AMG, which is $100,000 car, and that's what really set it up. But before I even got that, I went and made some other moves that pays passively every single month. I was telling people before I bought a Scat Pack, I put that on Toro, it was making $2,500 a month. That literally pays.
Everybody want to drive one of them.
Yeah, man, right. Everybody want to drive one of them. Mm-hmm. Everybody. Or even like I bought an Impala, threw that on Toro. That was doing like $1,200, $1,300 a month, but the Cardinal was $200. No money down. Like, so it's little things that you guys can do just to think about ways. Like, there's nothing wrong with buying the car that you want. Like, I literally was talking to the dealership today. I'm trying to negotiate them a little bit more, but buying another car. But you just got to have this stuff in order first. Don't buy nothing with your earned income. Yeah, you make $100,000 this month closing deals, but when you have something guaranteed, like whether you are going to get out of bed or not, $100,000 coming in, that's when you start making some other moves.
Mm-hmm. And I agree with that. And I think it's oftentimes, especially for entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. if you're a new entrepreneur, it's hard to fully grasp that concept because you could go on a good 6, 8, 10 month run. Mm-hmm. And when it's happening, you kind of think like this is going to be forever.
Yeah.
And your time go by so fast. We all know a year go by. And the next thing, that it might slow up.
Yeah.
Business is up and down until you hit some real stability with growth and all that. So mm-hmm. it can be really up and down. And you can't really, like you just said, if you're out here making good money, you can't just, because I've seen so many people, bro, they go on a crazy run.
Mm-hmm.
A year later, nothing to show for it. Bread gone.
Hell yeah.
Dried up out here.
Hell yeah.
And so that shit happened a lot, bro, like way more than people realize. So it is important that that money that you earning, to just tuck that away for real.
Yeah, start making some play. Put it in something. Put it in a house.
Exactly. Like, make some investments.
Guarantee. It's been some investments. And one of the things that a lot of people don't sleep on is buying like land. So I'll go ahead and buy a vacant land for $10,000, $15,000. But that land, especially in Philly, and if it's zoned right, like if it's land you can build apartment buildings on, or you might just be able to build a house. I like buying the land that you can build apartments on it. That land might be, you might buy it for $15,000 or $10,000 from somebody, they don't know what to do with it, but it might be worth $100,000. So you literally put $10,000 into the dirt and came back $100,000. So like little things like that, just park your money different places instead of buying. Like, I'm not real, real flashy, right, but I like to put my money in other places. So
Speaking of flash, I love asking entrepreneurs, especially people that's mm-hmm. on social media, this question regarding optics. Because in my opinion, I think optics is super, super important. It's everything. Low image mm-hmm. is everything. And I know people gonna see this. They're gonna be like, he got the McQueen shirt, he got the Cardi watch on, he doing his thing. Like, so so it's like, when did you know it's time to spend a little bit so you could look a certain way?
You wanna know something? You wanna know something crazy, right? So like, I bought this watch. I literally bought this watch off the strength of my homie was telling me, like, yo, that's really a good conversation starter.
Yep.
He was like, yo, that's a real good conversation starter. So I was like, all right, I'm gonna just go ahead and grab a watch. Not to say I'm not into watches, but I wasn't really focused on that. If you see me in Philly, like, I'm in like sweatsuits all day. So right. A lot of times we run in and out of properties, that's for one. But I'm not real too crazy about that. But then also, I'm not big on, like, I don't feel like going to the mall and all that stuff. So a lot of my—
I feel you.
Yeah, it's in Philly, it's a sex. Like, this one is real called City Line Avenue. So it's not too far from my house. I can get there in like 10 minutes. So sex, you know what they selling. So a lot of times, the same time I go on sex and buy stuff like this, not because you necessarily want to, but it's like, this is close. Let me just grab this real quick. And boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, I feel you. Yeah. But I think something you said that about watches, because I think a lot of people don't know this, like, at a certain level, it is a great conversation starter.
Oh, I'm buying more. Yeah. I'm buying more.
No, facts. I literally today when I was leaving my building, I'm walking out the building. This guy, he walk up. Well, he's next to me. He like, nice watch.
That's a nice piece.
Thank you, bro.
That's a real conversation starter.
He like, nice watch. I say, oh, thank you. I look down at his watch. He got one on similar.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, nice. I'm like, nice watch. Mm-hmm. So next thing you know, we having a whole conversation. He telling me about what he do, so forth and so forth. So I'm like, and I experienced that like 100 times, bro. Mm-hmm. So shit like that, people will look like, man, I ain't trying to spend no money on no, if they think it's a waste.
Yeah.
But number one, the right watch, it's an asset. Number one, it's going to maintain its value.
Yeah.
But beyond that, when you get into certain rooms, that's the first thing people see.
Yeah.
They gonna look down at your watch, your shoes, that kind of shit. They see you got a nice watch. Oh, they gonna, yeah, like,
you pull up your car,
You know what I'm saying? All that stuff. They gonna look at it and be like, if he got that, she got that. What do they do? What do they know? So they gonna come up and they gonna ask you. And then next thing you know, you grow from there. So,
and also, I want to add on something to that. Like, cause the dude that really kind of started talking to me about the watch game, like, you should really check it out. Was this dude? He from Philly, is my man. He got like tats all on his face. I don't care about that stuff, but put the whole story together. His watch game is crazy.
Crazy.
Like, he got bust down stuff, but he got some real $100,000 pieces that's plain Jane. And he told me he would go to certain, like, LA and all these different places and be in some high level rooms, and everybody wanted to talk to him. And he was like, and he said, there's one guy, this dude was like a billionaire. He said, he talked to me, he said, what the hell you know about that? Because he was expecting him to have a bust down watch, but he had a different type of watch, a real piece. And he was like, yo, me and him connected. We made some moves together all off of that. And I was like, yeah, you ain't got to tell me twice.
No, I didn't see it so many times, even not personally, with other people that I know being out. And they got on a certain piece or whatever, and people come up talking to them. Next thing you know, they on the phone a week later, and they getting ready to do a whole play just based on the conversation of what you got on.
Exactly.
But sometimes it is. And I'm just saying this because a lot of times, you know, we are financially wise, financially intelligent. We just ain't out here doing no dumb stuff.
Yeah.
But there are certain things that you can buy with your money that you can wear or drive or whatever, and it can help you build more relationships with people, for real.
The car play.
Cars.
Watches and cars, I will honestly say I'm about to double down on that.
What you mean?
Like, buying more watches, like, okay, real okay,
yeah,
pieces,
yeah.
And more cars. Like, I'm literally, just to be transparent, I was going back and forth with this dealership. They in Virginia about this Maybach.
Okay.
S5, yeah. So yeah, I'm talking about crazy. That. But yeah, but he trying to, I'm trying to get him down on a number. I'm going to still keep it like how I do with the houses. But what I realized, like, vehicles like that, like, things like that, really, really, they start conversations. Like, when I pull up in my car, they people trying to figure out what's going on. But not just random everyday people, like, yo, I want to be like you. Like, some higher up individuals.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's a restaurant in Philadelphia. It's called Steak 48.
Yeah, I'm familiar.
Yeah. So when I always do valet, whether if I got a regular Douglas car, or a nice car, because I don't got time. I'm trying to go straight inside.
Straight inside, straight to the wheel.
I paid the $23. That's just
how
I am.
I'm the same way.
But when you pull up in something nice, they already, because this to be honest with you, a lot of us being black, they are expecting something. They expecting you to be, you know, selling drugs, athlete, or just doing some old goofy stuff where you just came up on somebody and you here because of it. But when they actually see you in something, they want to actually start having a conversation, see what's going on. So what I realized that I'm like, okay, you know, I want to get another car. I want to get, but nothing like no offense, like some, like a Hellcat, because I had a Scat Pack, got a Scat Pack, but more it's like these classier wheels where they like, I'm not expecting you to be driving it. You see what I mean? Facts. Exactly. Like, what you know about
what you know about that?
You know what I mean? So that's stuff like that.
It's just a, it's a certain level of I'm trying to think the right words to say this so I'm not offending nobody, because I love the Hellcats.
Yeah,
the
don't get it twisted.
I love them. Exactly, I love them. But I know at the end of the day, at a certain level, depending on what you're trying to do, people just gonna see that and be like, they're gonna box you in.
Yeah.
But like you said, with certain other, you talking about a Maybach and stuff like that, they gonna put you at a different kind of class level that's gonna naturally give you some kind of level of respect and grant you some kind of conversation most of the time. Yeah. So you right, bro. And that's the, I was crazy because I was just literally talking to somebody about this a couple days ago. I'm like, I think I'm gonna get that next summer for my 30th birthday.
There we go.
It's a Maybach. So But I, not only do I love the car, I know, like we talked about, the whole conversation started, optics.
Yeah.
Optics is everything. How people see you, how they perceive you, is how they're going to treat you. So once you got certain things in place, you don't get a different certain level of respect. And if you, once you got your shit together, you in there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And a lot of them cars, watches, they put you into certain clubs. Like one of my mentors, he's a big-time developer. He's big on the car. He got cars on top of cars. But he goes straight to the dealerships, and they put him in certain clubs. Like, he got a Cullinan, and they let him go over Germany to actually be a part of, like, the release. Something crazy, but you can't even get inside of there. The Rolls-Royce dealership, or, like, the factory, and they let him go in there. He told me they took his phone at the door. He couldn't have. They checked him down, took all both his phones and everything, but it allowed him to network with the other individuals who was in there. You see what I mean? Those are big-time players. There's not no six-figure, seven-figure. These are eight-figure guys that you can rub shoulders with. And you got to think, I'm a real estate guy, so I'm always thinking, like, that might be my next lender, private lender, my next partner. A lot of people sleep on partnerships. Like, your next partner may be in his room. And one of the biggest things people sleep on, I know we just talking about eight figures, but a lot of us just getting started in real estate might only need $20,000, $30,000. Like, your friend, your cousin, your brother, sister can pull $20,000, $30,000 off a car. But if they don't even trust that you can do something because of how you present yourself, how you trying to finesse all the time, you might lose out on your partner right there. So I'm always going to rooms, you know, trying to give value, trying to connect, trying to, you know, not trying to show too much in a flash way, but like, hey, look, we know what we're doing. We actually making some moves. We actually doing some things, but maybe we can put something together and we can go to the table. No money out of my pocket. Somebody else doing it. And this is all different types of funding.
That's game, bro. And I want to say this just to clear this up for people that might have some confusion, because we were talking about optics. I don't want people to think we just talking about having a suit on, going into these places and getting respect.
I'm talking about
being dressed how we dress right now, because
it's been a suit in a while.
Yeah, it's just, you know what I'm saying? It's your it's your energy, your aura, your conversation that people are going to respect. That's going to get you in the room, and you can have on anything. But if you know how to talk to people, you know how to speak, treat people, you know what I'm saying? Body language is everything. You got the right body language, you will be good. So this is just not about somebody having on a goddamn suit, a collared shirt, or nothing. We just talking about, period. You know what I'm saying? Carrying yourself the right way, period. That's when I say optics is everything. So I just wanted to say that, because I know it's always one person that misinterprets what you're saying. Man, I ain't wearing no damn suit, blah, blah, blah. Like, I ain't even talking about that. So I know I wanted to ask you this about real estate, because I know you talk, when we talking about raising money, because I know you mentioned private lenders, you talk about hard money loans. What are some other ways, creative ways that that people can raise money?
So one of the biggest things that I challenge everybody to do, I always say this, and everybody's watching this challenge, text your group message. Yeah, everybody got their group message. Well, you talking about sports, well, you talking about some BS, you talking about, like, whatever it is, text that group message. Yo, what's up? What y'all credit score look like? Everybody, I know I don't ask every day, but I'm definitely asking a couple times all day what your credit score look like. And one, because I genuinely want to, you know, make sure everybody is up, because it's weird. You doing good and everybody else not really winning, and you talking to them every day. but also because that might be your next partner in there. So, for example, I've done this with a lot of mentees, and I've done this with a lot of just friends in general, cousins, where I'll ask, what's your credit score? They say 680, 700, 700 plus. And believe it or not, it's weird for like you and I because we always checking our stuff, but a lot of people don't even know what their credit score is. I asked my homie one time, this was a while ago, I said, what's your credit score? He was like, I mean, I don't know. Checked it. He had a 690. Literally that same week, this was like a Monday, Tuesday, literally that same week, I got him approved for auto loan, a nice size auto loan. I got approved for $20,000. He didn't even know. He just like, I even know I could get something like this. So all off one inquiry. So a lot, I text that group message or the group message or my friends and my family, ask them what their credit score is, because now if I find out if they got under a 680, I'll, you know, tell them what they need to do to run some plays. But if they got over a 680, we need to have a conversation. We need to get you funded today. Because now if you get funded today, now you could potentially be my private lender. The problem is people think private lenders always have to be Jeff Bezos.
Mm-hmm.
Billions, trillions of dollars. Like, realistically, majority of people starting in real estate only need $20,000, $30,000, $40,000,
$50,000. That's realistically facts, bro. That's facts.
Like,
I agree.
Everybody out the gate not going to $1 million deals. Mm-hmm. Let's just be transparent. Like, we all want to get there. We all want a big-time lender, but a lot of us are just starting out on small deals. So with that being said, I'm not saying not chase the big players, but if you only need $20,000, why are you skipping past all these people that might have $20,000 sitting in their account, $20,000 sitting in their retirement account, $20,000 sitting in their 401k, $20,000 might be sitting on a credit card they don't even know they can get. So now, like, and I'm going to just give a card. Like, one credit card that I tell people to go to is Alliance Credit Union, mm-hmm. and it's a business credit card, 0% interest for, like, 12 months. You only have to open up a checking account. You can apply literally right on a website. They might give you $20,000, $30,000, $10,000. Majority of people getting between $10,000 and $20,000, I send to. And right there on the spot, application approved right there. And they pull from Experian. So now if I get 10 people that card.
What's the credit score they need?
Just a high sixes. It's not even 700 or something. It's high six. I've seen people with 670s, 680s, 690s. I've seen some people get like a 668. That was probably the lowest one I've seen. But now, I bought a house with somebody, right? I bought a duplex with somebody. And I said, look, listen, let's buy this house together, right? And I'm going to put everything together. I'm going to bring the construction crew. I'm going to position everything. I'm going to bring the lender. But that cash to close, that amount we need to bring to the table, you cover that. You went on the deal. When it's done, we're going to split it. Win, win, win. Especially when I gave you the card to get the money. He literally applied, got approved for the card, then took the money, and then we bought the house with it. Mm. So it's like a win, 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 win. But people not thinking about that because you thinking, I need to chase Jeff Bezos and, you know, Mark Cubans and, you know, Tyler Perry's and stuff like that, which that's cool, but you can get started today just off of your contact. Your contact is powerful, what you got right now.
That's game, bro. Yeah. And I think a lot of us sometimes we underestimate the power of the people that's around us right now.
Oh, for sure.
For real. Because, like you said, we be so ready to network up. I remember, I think mm-hmm. Ramel said this when he was on, instead of just networking, just across. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to reach up to people that's in a way higher position. Because, number mm-hmm. one, they're going to be, the access to them is going to be way harder to, you know what I'm saying, to get, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. compared to you could just get in the phone, like you said, call, send a text, and text about 10 different people. You might mm-hmm. be able to run a play like that for real. That's super realistic. And we're like, that's facts. What you said, most people getting started in real estate, they only need 20, 30, 40,000. I think a lot of us, we still kind of unaware of, we could get started in real estate with little money. You don't need a whole lot of money. Nah, you know what I'm saying? Especially if you can get the finance and the financing. Like you basically said, bro, if you get the right, if you got a decent credit score, you can get the finance relatively easy. Yeah. And don't let you have a job with some good pay stubs.
You can get that loan even easier. Like, a lot, it's crazy to me that, and when I say this stuff, it be blowing people's minds, but it's so common. Like, start with where you at. I truly believe that everybody is enough where they are right now. Like, you are enough. But a lot of people feel like they need to be this person that they're not, or not yet, to get started. But you are enough right now. Like, and your context, I call it your spirit influence, is so much more powerful than you think. And I think I learned that because I started out in sales and real estate. A lot of people getting into real estate, they have never done anything before this. But in sales, you're taught to contact your sphere of influence, contact, see who you can put deals together. I remember this deal I closed with my cousin. My cousin, one of the ratchetest people on earth. I'm talking about, like, we had the closing table. She cussing the lady out because she said, I need you to sign your name more than once. I need to sign. I'm talking about, I'm sitting there like, come on, man. I'm trying to help you get this done. She had a 700-something credit score. She had all her documents in a file cabinet. I'm talking about she would knock your block off outside, but she had a file cabinet with every document, every pay stub, every piece of information in the house. But other average person would be like, she ain't buying no house. She had stuff more cleaner than doctors. I worked with doctors before. They stuff not even clean as her. So you'd be surprised what type of context you have in your phone. That's somebody you can call. Yo, listen, after we get you through with your house, let's run these credit plays because you already got a 700-something. And now you got this mortgage in line. Now you're even more powerful because you got something strong primary on your account. But a lot of us, we just, man, they not buying up. Man, they not trying to do it. A lot of us are trying to do something. We just not positioned. We talk about, yo, listen, let's go to the bar this Friday. Let's go do this weekend. But nobody ever brings up, yo, let's buy this. Let's talk about this business. Let's buy this house. Like Ramel said this, let's all come together and have a legacy meeting or something. He said like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like nine point nine times out of ten, friends and family aren't texting out. Like I got a family group message. I literally just send them motivational quotes. I'll send them the Zoom links to some of my mentorship calls. Yo, cuz, jump on this. If they do it or not, you can't control.
You can't control it.
A lot of people, we judge people so much that we're not even giving them opportunities to even try to grow.
That's facts. Yeah. You know, that's, and I know the number one thing I seen with that video regarding Ramel talking to family legacy meetings, mm-hmm. people like, man, I wish my family would do this. My family don't do nothing like this. That was mm-hmm. probably the number one thing I seen people saying in those mm-hmm. comments. So, but like you said, man, you talking some real talk. Like I think, like I said, I can only vouch for what you just said. I think we underestimate. I know we underestimate the people around us because I've been built with people that's been around me before mm-hmm. plenty of times. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? Just having a conversation. But like you said, if you're not willing to give people the conversation, you don't know what can happen.
You don't know what can happen. Yeah, it's automatically a no.
Yeah, it's automatically. Mm-hmm. I want you to talk about what some other off topic that you could think of. What some other plays regarding credit plays that you know people could run?
Yeah. So one of the credit plays that everybody. I just start with the basics. One of the things that everybody should do is go to this website. And this is just real, straight, raw. I don't get no money from this website, none of it. It's this website called creditchecktotal.com. So with the website, you can check your real credit score. It's powered with Experian, right? But now they had this option called a score simulator on there. So if you can type in the number 700, and it'll tell you what you need to do to get to a 700. So a lot of us are paying, you know, and I got friends that's credit repair people. And I'm not knocking any of them, but some of us, literally, only thing we got to do is we got this $1,000 Victoria's Secret credit card, and she maxed it out to 900, and that's why your score dropped 50 points. We don't need to pay somebody $1,000 just for them to tell us to pay $800 on this card to get our score to go up 100 points. So that website will tell you exactly what you need to do to bring your score, pay that down to bring your score up. Now, if you got bankruptcies, repos, pay that man, pay that woman so they can get your stuff situated unless you know how to do it yourself. But like little things like that. So now once you got your score situated and you understand what you can do, now you can start looking at, okay, which one of my bureaus is strong? The biggest thing that people fail to do is look and see which bureau is strong, Experian, TransUnion, Equifax, right? And I don't even want to confuse people like I'm the credit guru.
Right.
But this is some common stuff that's not so common to other individuals, but it's really some basic foundational stuff. But I want to, you know, talk about this because a lot of people that might be listening might not even know this stuff. So if you know your Experian is a 700, your Equifax is a 600, your TransUnion is like a 680, a lot of business credit will approve you off of a 680, even if you don't have a DUNS number. So business credit, you got your DUNS number. It's like a real official business credit. But if you don't have that in order already, you can do something called a PG, which is personally guaranteed, which means you co-signing for your business. So you got Black Shirt LLC, right? And you want to go ahead and get funded, but they don't have real business credit. Let's say Chase Bank, and you can apply for a Chase Inc. card. They'll say, okay, we're going to peek at your personal credit. And if it's high sixes, 700s for sure, 800 for effect, we'll go ahead and approve you for X amount of dollars based off your personal credit because you're co-signing for that. And then now it's only going to show your business. It's not going to show your personal. It's only going to be your business credit. So you can max that card out and it's not like it never happened. But the one thing that people don't know, you can actually, which I don't want to get too deep into it, some of them inquiries that you got can get removed. So it's like it never happened at all. Yeah, so it's like it's so many different things you guys can go ahead and do as far as credit. And like I said, I'm not even a credit guru, but a lot of this stuff I utilize to help me, you know, scale up a little bit in real estate, you know, do a little bit more things. Because when you get into real estate, like I was telling you, you rebuilding houses, this stuff costs money.
Yeah.
You know, like I might be doing houses, like right now we work on like 9 houses. Them budgets ranging from $150,000 to $300,000 each. We do them all at the same time. So what a lot of people don't realize, like you need funding, unless you got 300 on a high end times 9-10 houses, you need to utilize funding is important. But what people don't realize is that if you utilize funding, you can start today. A lot of people think, well, I mean, wait, save up some money. Like
right.
If you're making $30,000-$40,000 a year before bills, before rent, before all that stuff, and you trying to save $100,000, like how, Sway? Let's really use basic house. Like how you really going to do that?
Like 15 years.
You feel me? But now if you go ahead and tap into different funds, okay, I don't have $100,000 and it's damn near impossible for me to save, but I got a 700 score or I got a 650, but I went to the website. I went to the score simulator. They told me what I need to do to get it up to a 7. All right, now let me go to apply for Alliance. Let me apply for Chase. And now I might be able to get 20, 30, 40,000 off of that LLC. But now if I got 3 LLCs, 30 times 3, that's 90 grand we just got. So we just put together 100,000, damn near 100,000 available. I can start real estate tomorrow. Like, these are plays you guys can run tonight, all online. Stay up till midnight, run these plays while everybody's asleep, just lock in, do the applications. You might be able to get $100,000 tonight running different LLCs, different credit cards, different stuff. And then now you can go in and get started in real estate tomorrow. Like, we don't need to wait for stuff. This not back in the day where so my grandpa was in real estate. They went and saved up 50 grand, bought a house, and they took them. I remember I was talking to this dude. He said, I cold called him, and he was just like, yo, you sound young. I was like, yeah, whatever. He said, man, you keep doing your thing, man. He said, I own 10 houses. I'm 80. You know, one day you'll get to me. I'm like, okay. This not the back in the day times where we need to do one house every 5 years. Like, I bought multiple houses in the same month. Like,
exactly.
Closed multiple deals in the same month. So it's like, it's a whole different time frame now.
And that's everything you're saying. That's life-changing info, because if you are someone that's making 40, 50K, you take advantage of these plays. This generational, this is generational change for your
hell
family now. Like, you out the blue getting bread. Like, and to go with what you're saying, I had a youngin listen to the show. I met him. I went out of town somewhere. I bumped into him. He was 19.
Mm-hmm.
He was listening to a couple of the episodes. He was working at he was working at some job. He said he was sitting at his job in the parking lot,
mm-hmm.
listening to my podcast. He's like, damn. He took the information, ran a couple plays. This man ran up half a mil.
You feel me?
By 19.
You feel me?
I ran into him. He like, bro. I listen to him. Like, I can see it in his eyes.
Yeah,
the
like,
moment
when
bullshit. Yeah, he still hit me up to this day. I'll be checking this page. Young and eating, bro.
Yo.
And so
I feel like the only difference between where you want to be and where you at now is belief.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like belief is like a light. That like you walk in a bedroom, you looking for your charge, looking for your sneakers or whatever, and the light's off. You don't know where it's at. But when you finally hit the light switch, you can see that. And I look at it like that's opportunities all in that room, but the room dark, you can't really see nothing. You hit that belief switch, all that shit been sitting in front of your face. You just didn't believe in yourself that you can do it. The same plays, like real estate been around for before anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all these credit, all this stuff been out before anybody, and you've been hearing about it from podcasts, from Instagrams, from people just talking about it, but you never believed in yourself, so you never ran it. Like a lot of us need to hit the switch so now we can find, you know what, I can do that. Let me actually go ahead and try it. Like a lot of people looking at, you know, your podcast right now, and they actually YouTube your podcast or went on Apple and typed in your podcast because they finally was like, you know what, I believe I can do a little bit more with myself. Let me go ahead and search something.
That's facts.
Yeah.
All the information in the world don't mean nothing if you don't truly believe. that you can take this information and, you know, apply it.
You just basically watching TV.
You just watch, right? You just watching entertainment. TV. Yeah. Definitely just straight entertainment at that point. But that's, mm-hmm. nah, bro, you ain't lying. Like, we in a time right now where, I mean, it's all, like they always say, anything is possible.
Mm-hmm.
But anything is really possible if you really believe anything is possible. You think y'all can get this information and make some plays, and it might not, I want people to understand, it might not necessarily happen overnight. You might not get the information on Sunday and a Monday, mm-hmm. you're in a play, you up $1 million. Sometimes it's going to take a little while, but in the grand scheme of things, that while ain't nothing. That while is really like a blink. When you look back at it, you'd be like, damn, that was 3 years ago?
Yo, people do 4 years of college, but don't want to do 1 year of entrepreneurship. Think about it. And I heard, like, college didn't work out for me. And, you know, kudos to everybody that did work out for, you know, you graduated, Caso.
No, I ain't graduated.
Oh, shoot. No. Well, kudos for everybody that, but you understand what I mean, yeah. though. Like, for sure. We just bonded a whole nother level. We just like, but now, what people don't understand, like, they say when you do a summer semester, that's when you really graduate in four. Like, realistically, it's supposed to be five.
Right.
I don't know if it's true, but I know a couple people, they had to take extra classes that really hit that deadline. So, you willing to go ahead and stick it out for 4 or 5 years, you know, taking classes that a lot of them is really anything for real.
No, facts.
Like, let's just call a spade. A lot of them classes is not even real classes that you need. But you don't want to get a bet on yourself for a year.
Yeah.
Like, that's too long. That's like, crazy. Think about it. You don't want to bet on yourself for a year. But a lot of what people don't understand is that you're going to go past regardless.
My homie always said that.
Shit's happening regardless. So you might as well do something that you're going to look back and be like, dang, good luck.
Facts. And then in the school, it's going to cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Bro.
And then once you get out, the job you're going to get may pay you 60. So Bro. You got to think, how long, with your living expenses, taxes, how long is it really going to take you to pay back this 100?
Bro, I got mentees that's literally having six figures in 6 months, wholesaling real estate, you know, making, you know, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 off cribs from refining them or flipping them. And I literally showed them how to do that for like $1,000. Like, but then the that's a whole nother conversation. But these like, you done got me serious for a second. Like, these colleges charging you. When I went to Penn State Evanston, it was $7,000 a semester. I was taking English 1. I took weightlifting class. Like, I'm talking about, I had some classes that was just anything. That's why I was up there, but not up there.
Right.
So, you know what I mean? And it's just, I don't say it's a waste of time, because we do need professionals that have degrees. We do need doctors, do need lawyers, we do need nurses, and we do need a lot of other careers that I'm not even thinking about right now that require a degree. That's how the whole world goes around. But I'm saying all this because I don't want people to feel like that if they don't have a degree, that they not worth something. I'm living proof that without a degree, you can make something happen. You living proof that without a degree, you can make something happen. But a lot of people, you know, with that notion from what your parents or your grandparents might have said. I remember my grandma was like, yo, listen, you got to figure that school stuff out. Or, you know, work. She was sending me an application for sanitation, you know, trash truck.
Right.
And nothing knock against that, because you can make really good money with
Facts.
That. But I just like, I'm betting on this real estate stuff. And she didn't really, and I'm more close, keep stuff close to the vest. She didn't realize this stuff was working until one day I just was telling her some stuff. She's like, oh, that stuff is working. I'm like, yeah, like, you keep talking this college stuff. Like, I ain't going back. I ain't going back to no job. I ain't going back. Like, you know, people be like, I ain't going back to jail. Like, I'm not going back to no job. I'm not touching no campus. Like, that ain't never happening for me.
He said, I ain't touching no job.
I'm
no campus.
Never touching none of that stuff. Like, I don't care how much you paying. I'm not going back.
Nah, fact. And this conversation right here may not even apply to everybody. Everybody that's listening may not want to be an entrepreneur. But for the ones that do, that feel like their heart is really, really set on this, you do got to bet on yourself and be willing for it to. It might suck for a while, but if this is really what you want to do, you got to embrace that and just keep it moving. It might be a bad 5, 6, 8 months, but if you really like, I want to be an entrepreneur, you need to embrace that, because it can't get to better if you don't get through the bad shit.
That's what I'm saying?
So, yeah, that's all I can really say on that, because like I said, this conversation specifically, what we having right now may not be for you if you don't want to be an entrepreneur. You know what I'm saying? If you cool with your job, or you in school for a certain job, cool. Do your thing. We ain't knocking it. Mm-hmm. But if you saying, I want to be an entrepreneur, this is the lifestyle I want, don't be scared of no bad times because they're going to happen. No. And it's going to happen multiple times. Mm-hmm. You ain't going to be one time some bad shit happen. It's going to happen again and again and again. But this is all part of it. It's really no, like, to be honest, let's be real. You really got to be a little crazy to be an entrepreneur for real. Mm-hmm. That's what I'll be, years ago on my podcast, because I felt like being an entrepreneur was really a fad about like 2020, 2019. I was telling people, I'm like, a year or two from now, people going to realize that this shit ain't as glamorous as they think.
Yeah.
It's hard as hell.
It was COVID time.
Man, like, it's cold. It was easy.
No, it was sweet. Everybody no overpaying. Right? Everybody overpaying. You doing your hustle LLCs. Like, everybody buying 3, 4, 5 LLCs. They got the PUA money, pandemic money. Right. Yo, let me get 5 of them because I want to take that and get funded. It's a different game right now.
It's a different game. Ain't no security in this shit for real. Mm-hmm. So, to do this, you already got to be a little different, little off a little bit. Yeah. So
and
And that's cool. Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But what I want people to understand is to embrace that. Don't be scared. Don't let nobody try to talk you out of it. If you really feel like this for you, you just got to go do it.
Yeah.
And if it ain't for you, you're going to find out.
No, it's a fact. I was at the store yesterday. I had got a facial from this girl I know. She do facials in Philly. It's called 387 Grooming. But before you leave, you got to put a little note in this box, in this, like, jar, write it anonymous, so the next person come in, they pull it, and it's supposed to be words of encouragement. This was yesterday. I literally wrote in a note, that crazy idea in your head is not crazy. Like, do that shit. So, because a lot of people having these crazy ideas, they think it's crazy. Like, man, like, starting up a podcast is crazy. Like, do that stuff, bro. That might really change your entire family.
You think it's crazy until 5 years go by, and you see somebody online or on TV that executed what you thought, and you like,
you
thought of that deal. I thought of that you idea
sick.
3 years ago.
Pissed off.
How many times that happened? You seen somebody say that?
Yeah, man, that for sure happened. They be like, that's why I don't let stuff slide out no more. Like, slide out without me executing it.
Exactly.
Like, think about it. Somebody made that noodle thing that float in the water. That was somebody was like, man, it's crazy. They ran with
it.
They making millions off of that. Probably more than that, for real, for real.
That's crazy, yo.
Think about that. That noodle thing that be in the water, kids play with that float.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they probably making billions, if not millions, off of that. And that was probably a crazy idea.
And how many people you think told that motherfucker, you crazy? If they told that idea, it's just a noodle going to put in the pool. People probably was like, man, because I know if I would have heard it, I would have been like, all right, whatever.
Goofy.
Yeah, you're like, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And up. Probably 10 figures.
I get the hardest thing somebody ever going to have to do in their life is finally not listen to the person that they love the most. Like your mom, like think about this. Your mom or your dad or your grandparents, you might love them to death. They might give you some crazy advice on relationship, crazy advice on how to make turkey, whatever on Thanksgiving. But when it comes to like buying a house or coming starting their business, they have no information on that. But yet we talking to them about that and they can't give us no game back. But we get mad when they give it. Like, I know for a fact, if I talk to a person that's not into cars, is fully against cars, or don't own a car, believe in riding bikes everywhere, about buying a $200,000 car, I know what their response is going to be. Why would
you
do that?
Why would you do that?
But we, for some reason, we keep asking individuals that we know what they're going to say. Like, we know that 100% what they're going to say, but we still go ahead and do that because it goes back to us. We need some type of validation because we're not confident in ourselves. Like, again, you are enough. Like, whatever you think about, you can run that play and that is going to work. But we need validation so much based on, like, how we was raised, based on how we programmed. Like, I got to ask my mom about this. But she been working at this job making $30,000 a year for your entire life. And then you tell her about that, and she say, maybe you should just go to school. And then you mad, and you actually go ahead and do it.
Exactly.
You knew what she was going to say. Like, why would you even, like, but that's the hardest thing for somebody to do is to finally not listen to your mom about something. And it's just, it's crazy, but it's, like, it's real.
That's extremely heavy, bro. And it took me a while to learn that. I learned to stop asking people that never experienced what I'm experiencing or what I'm trying to do, because I know they're not going to completely understand.
Yeah.
Even if the answer is maybe what I'm looking for, I know there's no way for them to completely understand because they never did it. They never been through it.
Like,
how can you know what I'm saying? So how can I really lean on you for some kind of advice with this decision?
Mm-hmm.
you ain't never done this shit. You don't know what it feel like. Yeah, so certain certain conversations you can only have with certain people. So you right, bro. It do take a time for you to really learn and be like, man, I love my parents, but it's only certain shit that I can go to them for. Exactly. If I'm finna bust a play for six figures for $500,000, maybe they not the right people to talk to this because they ain't never done this before. Nah. And they gonna look at me like, son, you crazy, you taking that big risk. You just need to go get you a job and sit down. Exactly. And now you doing some shit sitting at a cubicle like...
Pissed off. Regretful. Like, for real. Resentment. For real, bro. All these types of words. Like, and one thing I want to say too, you know, we was talking about for entrepreneurships and not specifically people working jobs, but also people work at jobs just because you got a good job that you love. It's nothing wrong with... I'm a real estate guy. Right. It's nothing wrong with buying real estate. Like, I want people to understand that I'm big on somebody else paying for this. So like, think about it. You work your job, you're let's say a nurse, whatever, right? You're a nurse, you're making good money, and you like being a nurse. This is your passion. You like helping people, you like healing people, you like doing all that stuff, right? It's nothing wrong with having a property paying $1,000 a month. Let's say it's netting $600 a month. Let's say you got two of them, $1,200 paying for your Range Rover now. There's nothing wrong with that. You don't have to be a guru. You don't have to be a mogul to buy two properties, three properties that a property manager is handling so you don't have to worry about your Range Rover. So you don't have to worry about your Benz payment. So you don't have to worry about your vacation fund, whatever it is. Like, and that's what people fail to realize. They're like, man, I got a good job. I'm not messing with the real estate stuff. Why not? Like, it's not like real estate. If you want to take it to like how we do it, where this is our like 9 to 5, like we closing deals, got a whole infrastructure. But buying a house and letting somebody pay some rent, which is going to appreciate, that's a whole nother conversation. You might buy a house for $200,000 next year, it might be worth $250,000 just off of other houses in the area being sold for higher. Like that's free money now. You bought it for $200,000, but now it appreciated $250,000 because your next door neighbor sold days for $300 or something crazy just happened. So like that's free money. It's free savings account. Mm. But people like, nah, the real estate thing not for me. I'm not gonna mess with owning wealth, having wealth is not for you. Damn. Especially use somebody else's money to buy it. Damn. That's not for you. Like, that's not. I was listening to this podcast, right? This dude said, I bought my daughter two houses. One house she can either sell and use that money to pay for her college tuition, or she could sell, use that money. He's giving it to her when she turns 17, whatever. Or she could sell and she could start her business with that money. The second house, she can sell and use that money to buy the house she really want, or she can live in it. What's wrong with that? What you mean that's not for you? Mm. Like, you want to give your kids something that they can start out on the right foot? A lot of us don't start out, you know, high up. And the other thing is, last thing I want to say is, like, in reference to this, is a lot of us scared to jump. Like, if I jumped off this chair right now, would my feet hurt? No, like, it's not that high up. Mm-mm. A lot of us scared to jump. Like, we already starting on the 50th floor. Everybody not Donald Trump where they got millions of dollars. Give it to them right at the gate. I'm playing it safe. If my dad gave me millions and millions of dollars, I don't want to mess that up. I might, you know, tread like. But me, if I'm already $100 in my account, if I jump there, like, $100 ain't going.
Right.
I'm still at the bottom. So why are we scared to jump if we already at the bottom anyway? That's a whole nother.
And this conversation I have probably all the time too. I say, if you already ain't got shit to lose, you should be taking more risk than anybody.
Yeah, like,
you should be taking all the risks. Uh-huh. It's the person that do got a lot to lose. It's crazy how people with the most to lose take more risk than people with nothing to lose at all. But that's why they in a position with the most to lose, because it makes sense when you really think about it.
Yo, you got a chance to tap into something that might be $300, right? And you got $300. You want to hold that shit so tight. Like, I can't let this go. But you don't even realize, you just open up your hands a little bit, that might turn into $300,000. Or let's say on a low end, $30,000. But like you said, the people, like, people don't even realize, like, you're in a worse position than you are mentally. People think, like, oh, I got $1,000, I got $5,000 in name, I'm up. Like, you need to, that's not really no money at all. Like, you need to take that and reinvest it. You see what I'm saying? And a lot of us don't even realize that, yo, we stop spending money on food, clothes, and all this extra stuff. Now that $300, like, I think this shirt was, like, $400. If I would have not bought this shirt and then went and tapped into, let's say, a program or class or something like that, learned some information, like, for a lot of us, if we take $100, $200, $300, or maybe $50 to buy somebody's ebook, it really not going to change our life, for real, for real.
It's not.
If you think about it. No. Like, a lot of people make up the excuse, if I spend $50 on his class or whatever, I'm not going to be able to eat this week. Realistically, that's 99% of the people not. There are some people in that situation, but majority of people, they just using it as an excuse. If I spend this, I'm done for the week. Let's really be real.
That's facts, bro. And this my final question I got for you. Just for the person that's listening that needs some motivation or just needs some actionable advice that may be in a position where they feel like they can't get out of. They might be in a position that you was in 5, 6, 7 years ago. What's your best piece of advice you got for them right now?
Best piece of advice is find something. I want to say the biggest thing is be consistent, but find something that you wouldn't mind. And you could look at it, because I know somebody going to chop this up. But for me, find something you wouldn't mind doing for free and just be consistent at it. Figure out how to make money and be consistent at it. Houses, for me, I love going inside a nice house. I love going inside of abandoned houses. I love, you know, popping up on, let's say, you know, you flipping house. I love popping up on your projects, seeing how you turn them. I love watching HGT. I love houses. Like, I'm doing this stuff for free.
Right.
I figured out how to make money off it. It's just like, it's easy. It's not work for me. So, and that's easier said than done for some people, you know, but for me, it's finding something that you really can monetize and you wouldn't mind doing it for free and just digging at 8, 9, 10 hours every single day, because that's when you're going to run up a real bag. But when you like, I really don't feel like doing this, a slightest little thing going to knock you off your square and you're like, I ain't getting back up. But like, whether I get paid out for a crib or not, if you tell me like, yo, listen, check out my house, I'm going to come check it out. That's just what I love to do. We figure out a way to flip it together. It's a plus. My whole life is a plus, honestly. My entire life is a plus. All this stuff, every single day, coming down here, doing all this stuff is a plus for me. I do this stuff for free every single day.
And that's a hell of a mentality to have, bro. But before we wrap up, I just want to say, man, I definitely appreciate you taking the time to fly out here to come to do this show, bro.
This was
dope, man. But before I let you go, plug in all your stuff where people can follow you, purchase products, everything you got, just plug it.
Yeah. So Instagram, DSBOONE. I'm dropping free information on Instagram. Like, we do 2 to 3 60 second tip video. I'm big on giving value. Like, somebody told me that if you scared to give away content for free, that means you don't even know enough. I'm giving out clips and clips and clips of game every single day. We do free classes weekly. I'm getting on lives free. A lot of stuff is free, and a lot of people run up houses, deals, money off of the free stuff. And what we about to have going into the end of October, we're having a 5-day class. We're literally 5 days with me, Ramel, and my guy Brian.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be teaching you how to get the funding you need specifically so you can not only just start real estate, but you can start whatever business you want to have. We was listening to this article, and they said 63% of people don't get started in business strictly off of funding. Like, they don't have the money. Like we said, how you going to run up $100,000 if you're making $30,000 a year?
Right.
But we show you literally how to bump up your credit a little bit and how to get the LLCs and then use that to go ahead and get funding. Now you can get the $100,000 you need. Like we said, we can get into a house with $20,000, $100,000. You might be able to get into 3, 4, 5 of them if you put it together right. And that's what we're going to be showing over those 5 days. 5 days with us specifically, you know, Monday through Friday. And then we're going to have I'm not even supposed to say this, but we're going to have a bonus. So it's really going to be 6. You know, for people that tap in VIP. So if that's something you guys are interested in, and then even special, something special for people that watch this, just type in the word freedom1 and text that to 267-282-0464. And everybody that go ahead and get I'm going to send you the direct link. Yep. Everybody get their ticket. I'm going to send them my credit ebook, whole how to get funding, all that stuff. Yeah.
That's love.
They just send a screenshot to that number that they got their ticket. I'm going to just send them the credit ebook. It's $100. I'm going to give it to everybody for free just because they tapped in on your stuff.
Bet. Say less. And I'm going to put that link in the description of this podcast episode for everybody that's listening or watching. Mm-hmm. You just go straight to the link in the podcast episode, click that, and you could go from there.
Yeah, just text the word freedom and the number 1-267-282-0464.
Say less, say less. Y'all better, man, make sure y'all tap in, man. You gave some games, so they better.
I try, make sure.
People going to tap in for sure.
And the crazy thing is, 5 days, what, three of us is only $297.
That's crazy.
I told him it was crazy, but, like, we want to make sure we really make sure every single soul here can win. So it's one of the things, if you don't do it, it's just like, you just.
You playing, you ain't serious
either
anyway.
You up multi-millions or you just corny. Like, it's either or.
Talk your shit, bro. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's all we got for y'all, man. Once again, bro, appreciate you coming on. And you guys can follow me on all platforms at the official Xavier Miller. And you can follow Millionaire Mindsets on all platforms as well. That's all we got for y'all on this episode of Millionaire Mindset. See you guys next episode. Peace.
Gotta get your brain right if you're trying to make $1 million. If you ain't gonna do it for yourself, then do it for your mama. Only stay surrounded by them people if you know they solid. Elevate your hustle up today to double up your profit. Trying to learn some game, Xavier gonna talk about it. No Deanna, speak that shit that everybody vouching. Ain't no more excuses valid. Get up off the couch and get up in your bag. To your bank account, need an accountant.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing in context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Spring. Nothing like the world progressing towards summer to inspire your own progress. That's what life's all about. In your career, relationships, and your finances. Let's talk about that last one. With the Chime Secured Credit Builder Visa Credit Card, it's easy to start building credit with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments with no annual fees or interest. So your weekly grocery run can feel even more productive, and that morning coffee can taste like a little victory. And if your credit scores grow, so could your opportunities to get lower rates on loans, like for a new ride or finally having a home to call your own. Sounds like progress, right? With Chime Secured Credit Card, you can start improving your credit scores right away. Get started today at chime.com/build. That's chime.com/build. Chime. Feels like progress. The Chime Credit Builder Visa Credit Card is issued by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.